sit back, grab a snack, and welcome to the Genuine Joy Podcast. Sweet.
I was born ready.
Born ready.
Are you ready? Do you have vigorous notes taken?
You know me.
Fly by the seat of your pants kind of guy. Can't blame you.
That's correct.
Oh, there goes my mic. Wow.
Somebody doesn't maintain their equipment.
Oh my God. No, I just use it. Use it hard. I don't know. Anyways, what did you think of the eclipse?
Didn't even realize it happened.
Didn't care about it. You know, I feel like if you're not in the totality thing, you know, where it totally covers it.
No.
It's like, okay, I don't know. Because partial eclipses happen kind of often. It's the total solar eclipse that happened.
Right.
It doesn't go across the United States very often. I think the next one's going to be in 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed it. Big time.
Well, I mean, we it's not totality here, so.
True.
But like people flew to all the places where it was in totality.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess maybe in 40 years we'll have to do it again.
Yeah. My manager lives in Vermont, and she was right in the path.
In 40 years, we might not even remember.
What?
This whole lunar solar eclipse thing.
How old will we be in 40? We'll be in our 70s.
Yep. So it's possible.
That's crazy.
But who knows?
I can't imagine being 70.
No, me either. It's mind-blowing, right?
Like, hopefully we make it that far, you know?
I know.
Jeez.
It's scary to think about.
It's a little too deep.
Yeah, Genuine Joy Podcast, not the doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom. Speaking of doom, we watched Dune.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We did watch Dune.
Part one.
I know. There's just two parts or does it go to three?
I don't know. Yeah. I read the book a while ago and I was very happy with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puts it on screen properly.
I think so. I mean, there's probably some differences, but again, it's been a long time since I read the book.
Yeah.
But I thought the movie did it pretty good justice.
Did you watch Dune the first time at work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think you were going to be into it at all. And then it pops up on Disney Plus and you're like, let's watch it.
I was interested. and then Dune 2 is out now. Is it out on streaming?
Part 2. I don't know if it's streaming. It's in theaters. I know that.
Yeah. Date night.
Remember the last time we went to movie theater? What did we see?
Kung Fu Panda 4. It was pretty great.
I liked it. There was one funny part when you had to take, I think, Milo to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny part.
What happened?
He basically, they're trying to, and spoiler alert for anybody who's seen it, but I think it might have even been in a commercial for it.
Yeah.
But Poe and the fox are trying to sneak into the chameleon's lair, if you will.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of the lizard guard lizards, we'll call them, okay, are asleep and they're trying to not make any noise to wake them up. And then, you know, a series of events happens. Well, the lizards still don't wake up, but they're at the end. Poe's about to sneeze and the fox plugs his nose and it comes out as a toot.
Yeah.
And that's when all the lizards wake up.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That was definitely in the ad for it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I think that might've been the funniest part.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, I mean, it's one of those movies, like it's funny, but our kids don't really love Kung Fu Panda in the way where you would watch it over and over again.
Right.
Like Ruth saw the first one once and she never really wanted to watch it again.
Right.
But I mean, they're good. Can't go wrong with Jack Black.
I thought it was money well spent.
Yeah, me too.
We had a good time.
It was a good outing.
Yeah, for sure.
Spring break. Oh my God. Today, I saw Caitlin, this other mom, at drop-off.
Uh-huh.
And I said, how was your spring break? And she's like, oh, good. It was chill, whatever. I was like, yeah, same. And then Ruth's like, Mom, don't say spring break. And I'm like, I wasn't going to. She's like, don't say it. It's embarrassing.
Like, oh.
What?
We're at that stage now.
Well, I'll give it to her. She didn't say it's embarrassing, but that was her tone. Like, don't say it. Okay. Don't say it. because last week I kept saying, it's spring break, with like my hands up, like rock and roll spring break. And she's like, what are you doing? What is that? And I'm like, it's just like spring break. It's like fun and exciting time off of school, spring break. And she's like, okay. I'm like, never mind. Apparently that's super cringe. So whatever.
Oh man.
Luckily, she won't be able to talk much after she gets her tonsils out. Ruth gets her tonsils out tomorrow. When you hear this, she'll have gotten them out already.
Yep.
And hopefully everything went well. I just shared a little bit more about it on Instagram. Okay. And I've already gotten so many DMs of people being like, day 3 is the worst. Day 3, 4 is the worst. Keep up on the meds, even when they feel like they're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
yeah, I know. I know.
Neither of us have had our tonsils out, but I mean, I had shoulder surgery.
Yeah. Just like after like having a kid, you got to make sure you keep up that Tylenol or you're going to start to feel some stuff. You get a little tear down there. You don't want that to happen. Yeah.
But yeah, the pain meds are definitely going to help. And yeah. I just Tylenol for her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to discuss that on here, but.
No, but she doesn't need anything stronger than Tylenol.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
I really think she will be fine.
And she's going to be happy with getting her ice cream and all the treats. And
it is interesting though, because I've heard ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. And then I was looking up an article like foods after tonsillectomy. And like it said, like stay away from dairy because it can make you like phlegmy and want to cough.
Oh.
Which like that makes sense.
Interesting. So popsicles, right?
Yeah. I think the first couple days definitely just like lean into the popsicle vibe. And I made creamies that are like
not as really much dairy.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Reduced to dairy.
Yeah. Get her some sorbets or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. we will see. Only time will tell, but we'll be fine.
Yeah. And sorry we weren't here last week for you guys.
No, it was spring break. Spring break.
Did we do anything fun?
We spent time together.
Yeah, exactly.
I was telling Matt the other day, though, that this spring break didn't feel as daunting or bad as they have in the past, because as the kids get older, they're just kind of easier.
Yep.
And it's not like so daunting to think of a whole week with them.
Right.
You know, like I'm not that stressed out about summer for some reason with Ruth, because it's not that long, first of all. And second of all, it's like we are going on some trips and I'll do a couple of camps, but not a ton of camp. I'm not going to fill up every week with a camp. They're so expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive. But at the same time, it's also like she's got to know what it's like to be bored at the house too. And, you know, summer for me, sometimes summer was not fun.
Yeah.
Just kind of locked inside or whatever, because my parents both worked.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but your mom had off in the summer.
Yeah, but she was still working. She was tutoring and doing this and doing that. So I was dragged along to a lot of that stuff.
Totally. I know. I'll have to introduce her to the whole art of being bored, because she really, every 5 seconds, is like, what should I do now? What should I do?
Mama,
what
can I do? Dada, can you do this for me? I'm like, no, get up off your booty and go do it yourself.
Yeah.
You're getting older.
I feel like, well, if I set up some sort of like a kind of routine too, be like from this hour to this hour, it's like, I'm going to work out and you can do your yoga or whatever she likes to do.
Yeah.
And then from this hour to this hour, you do art or I don't know, some sort of a schedule. We'll
figure something out.
But it'll be great.
Yeah.
We still have some time before that. What else has been going on with us? I've been crushing my workouts.
Yes, you have.
It's not a big deal. I'm very strong. I feel really good about it. What have you been up to? You want to talk about what you made at the station?
Pizza.
Pizza. On Easter too.
And brisket.
Yeah.
Yes. We've had some good meals at work lately. Cause we've actually had some time to cook, which has been nice. So we went ham with pizzas. We made, like, there was 7 eaters and we made 6 pizzas plus a dessert, like cinnamon sugar twist thing situation. And the pizzas were amazing.
Where'd you get the dough?
So it was Trader Joe's.
Nice.
Yeah. They have like the regular pizza dough and then the herb.
Yeah.
One, both so good.
I saw the picture. There were all different types of pizzas. What kinds were they?
Chicken bacon ranch, a margarita. What else did we do? The works, which had bell pepper, onion, sausage, pepperoni. Yeah. Yeah. And the chicken pesto.
Yummy. Yum.
Yeah, we went all out.
Yeah, seriously. I was so impressed. So cool.
And it was cool because it was one of those things where everybody was in the kitchen helping, not just like two guys preparing a meal for the rest of the station. It was everybody helped.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. Nice. It was really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
When I think of people like firefighters at a fire station, I think of them cooking. It like seems like a thing firefighters do. And for so long, you guys haven't really because you just...
We've been busy and this and that.
There's always like a guy that's on some like crazy diet or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just fun. So cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you love that. All I could say was, oh my God, that's so cute.
That's exactly what I want to hear when I'm trying to show you how cool we are.
I should say that's just really sick. You guys are sick, bros. Bro,
sick. Oh, no.
Do you have anything else to chat about currently that we're up to the last couple weeks?
I mean, what are we watching? We watched Dune. That was one movie, but what were we watching before that?
Burn Notice?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just remembered. If you guys never watched Burn Notice, it was a TBS show, right?
USA.
No, USA. USA. When did we watch that? Was it college?
College. Well, you showed it to me in college.
I just loved it. And because it's like one of those shows that has like a bunch of episodes, bunch of seasons, and you just like watch it and you can watch it out of order. It's like not that big of a deal.
It's like a cookie cutter type of thing.
It's like your CSI sort of Law and Order. I don't know. It's kind of that vibe because just you can just watch whatever. And the other night we didn't know what to watch and I was like, let's see if it's on, and it's on Hulu. So we watched a couple episodes. Love it. Just love it. Especially because I have a bad memory, so I don't remember any of this stuff happening, you know?
Well, it's nice to just throw something on sometimes just to have in the background, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not invested in it. You're just like, oh, okay, yeah. It's nice background noise.
Yeah. So, wait, you weren't paying attention? I'm sorry. I was really into it.
No, I remembered that episode. This is the one where...
You have a good memory, though.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. Are you ready to pop into, or do you want to talk about your scooter?
Oh, well, I mean, I was going to eventually, but I guess now's a good time.
Up to you if you can do it later.
Yeah. So for those of you new to the podcast or Kelsey's Instagram, Kelsey and I in college both had like these scooter moped devices that we were, you know, tooling around college with, and we would take it to the beach in Venice and Santa Monica, and We even took those things to Rodeo Drive just to see what it was like.
A few times, but mostly it was practice to class.
Class. But still, it was cool because we had a means of transportation.
Yeah,
which was very freeing.
Yeah.
So, after we graduated, my parents kept mine, and it pretty much just sat in the garage for 10 years, 11 years, something like that. So, I went to my parents' house to help out with something. And then I'm like, hey, like, what's your guys' plan for this? And they go, oh, we're going to give it away for scraps. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like it's going to be a fun little project. Get this thing back up and running. And, you know, it'd be kind of fun to drive it around for a little bit, you know, see where the wind takes me. But
sell it and give the money to your parents.
Yeah, that's what I should do. But I don't know if it's even worth that much.
Yeah,
probably. You know, all the work I'm putting into it, is it worth it to sell it? So I don't know. But I got to get it up and running again. And so I've learned quite a few things in the process of doing this.
You don't really know anything about like fixing cars and stuff, but you're just figuring it out.
A little bit. Very basic.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of stuff about our chainsaws at work you know, the other saws that we have and, you know, the fire engine and stuff like that. But as far as like this small motor and all the little things that go with it, like it's when you break it down, it's simple stuff. It's just knowing what to do and what bolt attaches what, and you know, this and that. So I've learned quite a few things.
Are you able to fix the handle?
I already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
was it a new part you needed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. $30 and there we go.
Everything
is fixed.
I think you keep saying, oh, it was just like $30. Yeah. That was like $20, like not a big deal, but it's like there's a lot of things now that have been $30 or $20.
Three things, that is it so far.
Okay. And the tires, you just said it needs new tires.
Well, yeah, but I you know, can we you know, fix a hole, or do we have to get a new tire?
Yeah,
but
only time will tell.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we got to take it into a shop at some point. But
oh gosh. Oh my god. Wow.
So yeah.
Crazy. You know what's crazy is that I had a cup of coffee this morning, and I just had Starbucks when I went to Target. I got a vanilla sweet cream cold brew.
And you're still tired.
Just a dash of sweet cream. And I am so tired right now.
Yeah, I'm ready for a nap too.
What the heck? I don't understand. Okay, are you ready to pop into the stories?
Let's do this.
Our segment, Under a Rock, I fill Matt in on what's going on in pop culture because he lives under a rock. Do you remember the name Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Vaguely. If you were to put three people up, one of them is that person.
But do you remember her story?
Not really. What goes on with her? Yeah. She's the one that like her boyfriend killed mom or something like that because mom was saying that she was sick all the time. Okay. Yeah.
So we just talked about her a few months ago because she got out of prison 3 months ago.
Right.
Well, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is making her split from husband Ryan Anderson official. She's filed for divorce 3 months.
And this is the guy who killed him.
No. This is the person she met him.
Oh, that's right. In prison.
Met him in prison. They were like so happy, apparently, you know.
Oh, are you surprised by that?
No, not at all. But the best part about this is a rep from Lifetime, the channel.
Network.
Tells TMZ, Gypsy Rose Blanchard has openly shared her life with Lifetime. Our cameras from the moment she was paroled. Her story, including her relationship with Ryan, will continue to unfold on Gypsy Rose Life After Lockup, debuting this June on Lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
It would be Lifetime.
Like, I'm usually not into that stuff, but oh my gosh, now that they're divorced, I cannot wait to watch. Like, not only hearing her talk about prison and like life after and all the things. And she like didn't even have a life before prison. So like, I'm just so curious to see how she's like adjusting to the world now that she has like freedom, which of course she doesn't want to be married. She's never been a free person to begin with. And now she's like tied down to this guy, this freaking guy. Anyway, so edge of my seat, I will be updating everybody on our thoughts on that. what do you think?
Are we going to end up watching this together? Or is
I hope so. Please. We have to. We're going to, you know what we have to watch before that though, is that the movie about her life What's Her Name was in. Joey King. She's a cat girl. She played her in the movie.
Okay.
I already forgot the name of it, but
it's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I think I started watching it. I've seen part of it. Anyways, that is that. And we'll stay tuned for the details. Next up is Morgan Wallen. Did you see this?
No.
You know, the last country singer. Night. Yep. Go ahead. Keep singing.
We let the liquor talk.
I can't remember everything we say, but we say it. Okay. Morgan Wallen arrested after throwing a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville. And it like fell on the ground like next to cops.
Okay.
Like, just dumb. What are you doing, man? You know? And apparently he's been arrested before for like disorderly drunk
public,
contact.
Yeah.
Which he also like writes obviously a lot of songs about drinking, and like he was out on like in Nashville, like on Broadway. Like, you know, you're like, bro.
Like, dude, we get it. You have these songs, but you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
No, nobody should be throwing chairs from a rooftop. It could have killed somebody.
Exactly. That's just not cool. And in his mugshot, he clearly was like still drunk, and he's like,
cheese. Like cheesing for it. Cheesing. Oh my God.
I have to show you. I mean, I guess if you're going to do a headshot. He literally looks so happy.
It's for Nashville PD's yearbook.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's stoked. Oh my gosh.
Like, I wonder how drunk was he? You know, was it one of those things where it's like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, but like, was he blacked out, unable to walk?
I don't know.
Hammered, or was he
hammered drunk? I mean, and you would have thought if he's at a bar like this in Nashville, like multiple people would have seen him. Like, I'm surprised I haven't seen 6 TikToks of people being like, I was at the bar when he threw it.
Yeah.
He was so drunk.
Yeah. But I mean, that's at what point do you have the entourage around you to make sure that nothing like that gets out on the internet?
Yeah.
You know?
It was at Eric Church's rooftop bar. All those country singers have a bar. It's so great. It's six stories up.
Wow.
That's a long way to fall.
That will kill somebody. That
definitely will kill somebody. I wonder if it was like a metal chair or a plastic chair.
Either or.
The chair landed on Broadway close to two MNPD officers.
MNPD. Anyways.
Metro Nashville Police Department. Okay. Boom. That's that.
Crushed it.
So, Morgan, thoughts and prayers. Get your ish together. Next up, Drake Bell reacts to Boy Meets World actor Will Friedle's past support of Brian Peck. Okay, so we finally watched some of The Quiet on Set. We haven't finished it because it's just right. So sad.
Yeah, it's depressing. Like, not going to lie, like thinking about all that. And man, I feel bad for all those kids.
I know. So if you haven't seen Quiet on Set, it's basically about the Nickelodeon era of, gosh, all like that.
What, 90s, early 2000s child well, yeah, stars?
Like early 2000s, really. Like,
it's, yeah, that's true.
Like all that. And then it moved into like the Drake and Josh of it all. But we were a little too old for it. I never saw Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Even the Amanda Bynes show.
Yeah. That was
our the jam. Amanda show.
The Amanda show.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Drake Bell opens up talking about how one of the former dialogue coaches like sexually assaulted him and like really bad. Like he was totally creepy and terrible. But when that trial was going on back then, Will Friedle and many other stars like wrote letters of support and like went to court to stand behind Brian Peck being like, there's no way he did this. He's a great guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because like that happens all the time. It's like how Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis sent that letter in support of what's his name?
Yeah, their friend on That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like he's a good guy. It's like
as a character.
Okay.
Oh, I forget which one.
Anyways. But you know, they're basically saying, well, he's a good guy. I'm sure he didn't mean it. It's like, oh. You can't say that. Like he did something terrible. So basically it says that Will Friedle, you know who that is?
I was going to look him up.
He's from Boy Meets World.
Which character?
The brother. I can't think of his name.
The older brother.
Older brother.
Eric.
Eric, yes.
Okay.
So although Friedle has since expressed regret over the decision, Bell, who recently came forward as the victim in Peck's case, said that the actor's remorse does not change how he feels about the situation.
Wait, about Brian Peck, not Josh Peck, right?
Yeah, Brian.
Are those two related, by the way?
No.
Okay.
No. But so basically Will had like supported Brian back then, but then what's his name? Drake was like, I don't care what he says, because now, of course, he's saying, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have supported him. I'm so sorry. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't really accept that, because he said he worked with him on Spider-Man. I don't know which one, but they were on Spider-Man together. And he said there was a lot of opportunities to apologize, and he never did until like all this came out, you know?
Yeah. So the documentary comes out. Now you're getting all this public flack for it.
Then yeah.
Now you say something like,
yeah. But I mean, he said, but also, I mean, it is a very difficult subject to bring up, especially in a working environment. That's the thing that's hard about this, because everyone deals with trauma in different ways and everyone comes to different conclusions at different times of their life. And what else was Will saying? Oh, yeah. 2 months ago, Friedle addressed his involvement in the case, saying he wanted to cry for being naive enough to believe Peck. That's the thing too, that shows that this guy, Brian Peck, like just brainwashed these kids, you know,
yeah.
And how those abusers, they seem like such nice and they like do so much for these kids, but then do terrible things too.
Right.
And people think it like
horrible,
horrible, horrible. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really want to watch the documentary because I knew what it was about. And I'm like, that's so terrible. But then I was like, I'm interested. It is like a pop culture thing. I want to learn more about it. But yeah, we were watching it. We're just like, of course you immediately think of that being your kid. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then that becomes definitely. Like really hard to watch.
Right. And then you start thinking of like, well, what would I do in that situation? You know, like how did the parents let this happen? Blah, 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 right. Blah, blah. And then it's like, well.
And even the dad seemed tough. Involved. The dad was like, remember the dad was like, some things I was like, I don't think we should do that. But then it's like, oh, well, it's too far of a drive because he lived in Orange County and he had to be up in LA. Oh, I'll just stay at my place. It's like, no, you know.
Yeah, that part, I was a little like, what are you doing? Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
How old, like my kids.
Yeah. Well, and how the girlfriend's mom is the one who was like, immediately was like, this is not normal. No, this is not okay.
Right.
I know. It's so hard. As a parent, you're just like, it is kind of a good lesson, I guess, as a parent. It's like, if anyone ever, as an older person that like really wants to hang out with your kid, you're like, what's wrong with you?
Right. And, you know, but at this, and I'm not defending this, but I can easily see how you have a kid who is a child star, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to get a lot of people who want to hang out with them regardless of age.
Yeah.
But there's a line, right? Yeah. Like,
well, that's what's so hard about all this kid actor stuff, which is like, who's going to ever let their kid be an actor after all this stuff keeps coming out? Because they seem to always be like, oh, well, let's let them have extra lessons with that one. This is like, I was like a dialogue coach. Oh, let's just do extra lessons with him because he wants to help. And we can't say no, because if we say no, then
he's going
to
be, he's not going to get opportunities. And then you're right.
Because you're doing everything to like good opportunities for them.
Person of like, power, right?
Yeah. It's just messed
disgusting.
Up.
Disgusting.
Anyways, I'm not sure if we'll finish it, but
I don't know.
But we might. So,
but like as a parent too, there's a lot of thought that goes through my head of if that does happen to my child,
yeah,
what would I do? And
I know I've seen this thing on TikTok. It's like parents were asked in some interview a long time ago, like, would you kill for your kids? And all these people, parents were like, no, like I'd never kill anybody, like I'd never hurt anybody. And it's like, that's a tough question, because I don't know what I would do if you mess with my kid.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's just...
But hopefully we raise our kids well enough to not let it happen, to say something if it does.
Yeah.
And let us get involved and, you know, go about it the right way.
Yeah. I know. We try so hard to teach our kids all these things, right?
Yeah.
We'll see. I am proud of Ruth, though. I feel like just in day-to-day life, she's really good about being like, don't do that to me. Like,
yeah,
with friends, with Milo, with mm-hmm. people, like, stop touching me. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, girl, you stand up for yourself. Love it. But anyways, that is the wrap up on that. I really want to hear Amanda Bynes, what she has to say, but she is too far down, I think.
Oh, I think she needs to tell her story.
Like, does she even remember? I feel like she's like been on so many drugs.
Well, regardless, that's a shame, is that these people who are speaking about it on social media and, you know, these big names, but you also have to think, what about the ones that haven't said mm-hmm. anything? How many others are out there who've been affected by this and are too afraid to say anything?
So that's the one thing I kind of do want to watch, which I haven't really heard about in, on the news or anything, but for this Quiet on the Set, there was like, I think it was a 4-part thing, and then it came out, blah blah blah, it was like a month later a fifth part came out because other people had come forward since the first thing came out. So hopefully more people would come forward,
but yeah, and you hope that this stuff just stops, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just, that's the hard thing, because a lot of these people that are terrible people
hide it so well.
You think they're great. That's what did I say that on the podcast? But I saw that TikTok of a gal who worked at a prison, and one day she had to work with the all the abuse, what do you call them, like pedophiles and abusers and stuff, predators. They're all in a thing together because they're like the lowest of the low people.
Yeah, and they'll get, allegedly from the crime movies that I have seen, that they will be unalived if they're with Gen Pop or whatever.
Right. So she was like, I was nervous to go work in that area for a day, but she's like, it was crazy how wonderful they all were. They were the nicest people. And that just goes to show you, like, the nicest people are the ones who are going to do terrible things. And it's like, oh, that's what goes back to like the whole sleepovers for kids.
Right.
It's like, you never know. There could be a dad of a friend of your kid who seems like a wonderful person day to day at pickup and drop off and at parties, but
right,
they are sick. I mean, you just don't know.
Or a mom. Yeah.
Totally.
Anybody. It's...
That's why it's like so terrifying. And it's like, I hate to be like a shelter. Like, you can't do anything because there's terrible people in the world, because there just are terrible people in the world no matter where you go. But it's also like, I can't put that you in that situation. Oh my God, this has just gotten really deep.
I know. Deep and dark. Gosh. Shoot. I know, sorry, but
like, genuine joy. No, but like,
these are the things that we face as parents. And, you know, this, unfortunately, it's a part of life, and trying to educate our kids to say no and to kick and scream if it's crossing the line.
Yeah.
You know,
I know, that's like, we were talking at the park yesterday with Ruthie had a play date. We were talking with Ruth's friend's mom, and, just about, she also has a 9-year-old, and she's like, oh, 9-year-old, we're starting to get into like a lot of these things. Like, her friends have like older siblings, and like, we're hearing all the words and all the things and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, it's like, you want to shelter them from that stuff, but they also have to learn it at some point. But like, you want to be the one to teach them these things, but at the same time, you don't really want to have to teach them these things.
Right.
I never know.
How old is old enough to be able to process that mentally, some of that stuff.
Yeah. By the way, there's someone on Instagram. I think Busy Toddlers shared her before. It's like, someone that does, it's like a birds and the bees sort of a like guide on how to talk about it, and like different ages, what you share at different ages. Cause like, you kind of almost can ease into it the way you share information along their life. But it's like, oh my God, I don't even want to ever
have to I know. Can they just stay young and innocent forever?
I know. They're just so sweet right now.
I know.
Okay, let's move on from this horrible subject. I really apologize to everybody. God, I feel like we need a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode. I apologize if that was terrible for you. This is just what we talk about, and that's what this podcast is. Matt and I catching up and talking. We're going to move on to our segment, You've Been Served, or we share what we've been served over the last week or two. Do you have anything that pops up?
Yeah, I'm looking at my notes here real quick. Mm-hmm.
I have three things.
I've got one as of right now. So this is going to sound dumb. For some reason, I get served. Remember the show Storage Wars?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I get served. Not those same characters, but other people who are buying storage containers.
Oh, are they just doing TikToks of it or something?
Yeah, they're doing TikToks, and like, you know, they do clickbait, like this bought for $2,000, profit $25K, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, let's see. What do you mean $25K? And then they go through and they've, you know, a lot of it, there's a lot of firearm related stuff inside these containers that end up netting them a bunch of money.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is impressive.
And how much work goes into it? Not only like the buying of the things, the doing the auction or whatever it is for
right,
it.
Right, so you got to have the capital to buy it, right?
Yeah, and then having to go through everything. Like, they're usually packed, and so
all the time to go through everything. And like, you're kind of looking for hidden treasure in a lot of these, right?
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah. It doesn't seem fun.
But then I'm also sitting there going, like, this is awesome, going through somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
It's mine now.
Are these like, it's all cut into a small video, or are these like long, like storage wars?
One person, it's just, you know, short clips, and then another person, like, you know, you end up on the sixth part.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, okay, this is taking a long time to tell me that you profited $25,000.
Yeah, let's see.
But then there I am on part six.
Classic. I love a good deep dive on multiple part series.
Yeah, it's like, well, I gotta keep going.
Yeah, come on.
I need some closure to this story.
Can't give up now. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I saw this one video of a gal talking about an MBTI test by Myers-Briggs. It's a personality test.
Okay.
And she's like, I learned so much about myself. And she's that she got this one question. And she, I think it was in a class or something, she did this. And she answered it a certain way. And then like a bunch of people answered it a different way. And she's like, they're like thinkers and feelers kind of a thing. And she was like, oh my God, I would have never thought to answer the other way. And I answered the other way. But anyways, I'll give you the question and see how you answer.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. I was not expecting this.
Mm-hmm. Get ready. You are the coach.
Is this seat hot or what?
You are the coach of a little kid's baseball team. Your team did really well and they got invited to a big tournament. You don't have enough money to take everybody. What do you do?
Ooh, don't have enough money to take everybody. Oh, gosh. And I'm the head coach? Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to figure out a way to raise funds to get everybody to go. we got to do it. And if that means like, hey, parents, you know, is it $3,000 we have to raise, or is it, you know, like a couple extra $100?
It's just how you're going to attack it. You don't have to.
It would be, okay, let's brainstorm parents, everybody together on how we can get everybody to go to this tournament.
Okay.
And then if that's the case, and it'd be depending on, you know, you and I would end up having a conversation of like, okay, how much is it? Like, do we just bite the bullet and do it?
Yeah.
You know, ourselves? I don't know.
Okay. So that's exactly what I said. Okay. When I did this in my own head, 100%. I was like, raise funds, figure out a way, have a fundraiser. We'll have a car wash, a bake sale. I don't know. We'll do something to figure it out to get everyone there. And this gal is talking about it. She's like, people went up and they said that they would fundraise. And she's like, that thought never crossed my mind. She said, my thought is, okay, now we're going to have a competition. Who's the best at each position? And I'm only taking the best kids. That's not what she thought. And she's like, but she's like a thinker and we're feelers. But she figured that out through this test. It's like there's multiple different things. Yeah. But one of the big separations is thinkers and feelers. And so she's like, it just explains so much about how I deal with things in my life. Some people say I'm heartless, and I'm like, I don't mean to like not think of those things. My brain just goes to like logical, like, okay, we don't have enough money. Perfect. How many people can we take, and who do we choose who we can take? Like, that's just all she thought about.
Yep.
And I'm like, interesting. Anyway, she said it was a really interesting test, and now I can't take it. Okay. So MBTI test.
Isn't that crazy how neither of us thought to cut a kid?
No. Yeah.
I mean, that's life, right?
But that's
life, is that you're not everybody gets to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're also, I think you and I have also thought about like, well, this is a team sport. We all go or we don't.
Yeah.
You know, we're not cutting a kid. Like, because what if it's our kid that gets cut? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
the politics on that side of it would be nightmares to deal with.
Because the thing wasn't, you can't bring all the kids. The rules are you can only bring 10 kids. That way we would play by the rules. But this said, we just don't have enough money. It's like, well, we can make more money.
Right.
Like, exactly. Okay.
We want these kids to go and have the experience.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I'm not surprised that we both thought that way.
I know.
That's kind of our personality. But, okay. So then this other thing I was served was someone talking about the 4B movement in Korea. Have you heard of this?
4Bs?
This is a very interesting, like a social experiment kind of. Not the 4B movement, but what I just did in my research of it. Okay. Someone mentioned the 4B movement, and I looked it up. And it's basically what the first video I saw was like, in Korea, it's so misogynistic. It's so all these things. I'm assuming South Korea, but...
I'd go so far as to say like a lot of the Eastern cultures.
Yeah.
You know, Japan, China,
mm-hmm.
Korea... are very male dominated.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Culturally, the whole world really is. But right. I mean, apparently it's just like very misogynistic, and a lot of the men out there on the market are just like, I want a woman, have babies, do all these things, right? And so the 4B movement is what this first video said at the 4B movement is that in Korea, women are just taking men out of their equation. They're like, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have kids. I'm not going to do this whole thing that they want us to do.
Okay.
And like, it's like a movement to be like, we're not participating in this. Like, if you want to be
Korea,
nice to
well,
me,
this is obviously South Korea,
that's
right?
What I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. Because North Korea wouldn't let that out.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We wouldn't hear it. But yeah, so like that's, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. And it's like now, because ever since this movement started, like, more people are dying every year than are being born in Korea. Like, it's interesting. Just crazy. So then I saw that. And then I saw in the comments or something, wow, like no actual Korean women have ever actually said that. Like, it's all coming from Westerners. And it's like, okay, well, that's interesting. Like, is this really going on, or is this just like what's a little thing? And then I saw a TikTok from a Korean girl. She's like, hello, I'm actually Korean. And that is a thing that's happening, but for a very small group of people, like a very small group of women are doing that. Like, good for you. Live your truth, girl. She's like, but I'm on the apps. Like, I want to get married. All my friends and I, that's all we can talk about. She's like, I'm 30 and all we can talk about is finding a husband and settling down. And so she's like, that's a very small percentage. And she's like, I guarantee you it was one person heard about it, wrote an article about it. And now it's like everyone in the Western culture thinks it's a thing because there was one article about it. And she's like, it's just not the case. And I just thought that was so interesting because there was like a big creator that mentioned it. And then all these people are like, oh my God. And then I looked up the 4B movement and it's all just like these white girls, you know, just like talking about it that have no idea what's actually going on. I just thought, it's hopping on the bandwagon a little bit, right? Classic social media. Gosh, it's crazy. Anyways, if you have any more information about it, I tried to get as much, like, once I heard from an actual Korean woman, I thought, okay, that seems right. But I don't know the real details.
No, right, exactly. I mean, that goes, you can say that for anything.
I know.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. I couldn't tell you. And the last thing that I've been served a lot, which I'm obsessed with, is Nate the Hoof Guy.
Nate the Hoof Guy.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Is this guy that just goes and cleans out horses' hoofs and cows and all the abscesses that come out and draining those abscesses?
Yes.
I've gotten served those too, but from that guy, just different kinds of people.
Yeah. And then he scrapes and then he sees the problem and he scrapes a little at a time and then sprays the stuff in it to get all the stuff out. Uh-huh. And then he puts a little like pad on the other side of the hoof so it can like rest. Oh, he's such a nice guy. Nate the Hoof Guy. Look it up if you haven't, because
it's manicures for cows and horses,
but it's good for them. Like one of them was like limping around because he has a freaking abscess in his hoof. Poor guy. And that's what I've been served.
Isn't that crazy that that's popular? Just hoof like my guys. drain cleaning videos.
Well, yeah, I mean, any of that like really satisfying. It's like it used to be the pimple popper, and now it's hoof guy.
I
mean,
I still get served pimple popper videos.
I'm sure you do.
Every once in a while.
It's like the SB mowing guy. Have you seen that guy?
Is that where he mows people's lawns for free?
Yeah, and he also does power washing.
Okay.
And his videos have millions of views, but the thing that bugs me about his videos is you see the process, but he never really does like a full after shot. Or like before and after.
No, he never does
and
he?
And you're like, dude, what?
Wow.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm by the end of the day, he's exhausted. He's like, that's good
just
enough.
Just forget about it. they'll see it as I'm doing it.
Okay, do you have an I'm not a geologist for us?
Yes. So apparently it's very easy to fix your screens.
Oh, yeah.
Not on your computers, people, but windows and sliding patio door screens and, you know, the mesh that keeps the bugs out.
Yeah.
Not that difficult to replace. So unfortunately, our dog and our children, it started off with a little hole and Sadie kept clawing at it turned into shreds, right? Yeah. To where it was Milo just bent over and then walked out through the screen door.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And then we had the celebration of life and it's like we can't have this torn, tattered screen for everybody to see. So we put it off the side and then I looked at YouTube videos on how to replace it. Literally all you have to do is buy screen mesh in the appropriate size, not even the appropriate size, but just, you know, pretty close to it. Obviously a little bit bigger than what you're working with. And in your screen door, there's a little channel that you put this stuff called spline. And it's basically a rubber tube, if you will, or a rubber cylinder that it's a little stretchy. And you literally put the screen and then you put the spline on top of it and use this roller tool to push it in the channel. And that's it.
So you just pulled out the whole old one.
Yeah.
And
you pulled out this. I pulled out the spline.
Literally,
right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing special to it. It's just all friction and pressure.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cause when it first broke, I was like, oh, we have to buy a new one.
Right. And you're like, that's what we thought. That's what our mind goes to a lot. Like, oh, I guess we got to get a new one. But it's like, no, we can fix a lot of things around this house for much cheaper than buying new stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Our brain needs to go to that first.
Thank God for YouTube, because that's...
Yeah, seriously.
That's where I found out how to do it, you know?
And you did it pretty fast, too.
I didn't take that long.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So that's my... I'm not a geologist, is that people, you can fix screens without having to buy a new screen element and, you know,
incredible work.
Yeah. So
this guy, he just does it all.
No, I don't. I don't deal with electrical.
Okay. You knew most of it. Okay. I have a feel good news story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Russ Cook, Britain's hardest geezer. Don't know what that means. Runs length of Africa in 10,000 mile epic quest for charity. Can you believe this?
No.
A British man has taken the concept of running for charity to a whole new level. Russ Cook, 27. That's why I don't know why he's called the hardest geezer. He's 27. Completed a year-long quest Sunday to run the length of Africa. After running through 16 countries in 352 days, true grit and perseverance fueled Cook over the finish line in Tunisia on Sunday. The Englishman, who calls himself the hardest geezer, ran about 10,000 miles in total from the southern to the northern coast of the continent, braving thieves, kidnappers, and the elements as he traversed jungles, deserts, and everything in between. Wow. Cook faced an armed robbery in Angola, where bandits stole his and his team's money, passports, and equipment at gunpoint. He was nearly stopped in his tracks by the lack of visa to enter Algeria, but diplomats at the country's embassy in London managed to secure the necessary paperwork in time. He looks like Forrest Gump. long beard.
I mean, you kind of have to if you're going to do this.
Yeah. Oh my God. The most frightening part of the trip, however, was being kidnapped briefly. Scariest moment was in the Congo when I was in the back of a motorbike thinking I was about to die, he said in a social media post after crossing the finish line. Getting driven into the jungle, yeah, that was pretty nuts. The Brit documented his dangerous and draining feat of endurance via his Instagram feed, where he tried to convey the rigors of running across the vast continent. That is crazy. Getting hit with another sandstorm this morning, sucking oxygen, chewing sand for breakfast, he said in one post. They're trying to get me gone, but they just can't. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. He didn't even cut straight up. He like went all along the coast all the way up.
Was he on the west side or the east side of the continent?
West.
Wow. Wow.
I know. See, wow. This little green line. I can show this in my stories if anyone is interested. DM me if you're interested. But
that is impressive.
That's a lot.
How do you get the funding for that?
19 million steps. I don't know. Let's see. What did he even raise? Oh, the Englishman has raised almost $1 million for homeless young people and clean water for Africa.
Wow.
That's why it's a feel-good story, because he raised a lot of money.
That's good. Good for him.
That's nuts. He ended his run taking a dip in the Mediterranean and downing a strawberry daiquiri.
Attaboy.
To mark his sweet success. You deserve that. Wow.
You deserve two.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's be real.
Go ahead.
Get a second one.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Feel good. That leads us to our last segment known as Six is good. What brought you joy this week?
It's always kid related.
I know. Is it so lame?
Actually, no. I take that back. I'm not going to do anything kid related.
Good.
I'm going to do us for our anniversary. Sitting down and painting
was
Color Me
this
Mine.
Last week?
It was not, but we...
Oh.
Oh, well, was it last week?
I think it was the week before.
Did we record?
Yeah, we did. Oh. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, regardless. Did we? We went and picked them up.
Yeah.
And that brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
Actually seeing them.
I know.
The three coats. Yeah.
I had my coffee in it the other day.
Yeah.
Pretty great. I haven't showed it on Instagram yet. No. I haven't done a final reveal.
I mean, come on. They look terrible. Mine looks like a third grader did it.
Ruth looks like a kindergartner, and ours aren't far off.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I know. So as she was painting hers, she goes, "Oh, I need to do three codes." We didn't have the heart to correct her.
No, I did. I said, "Yeah, three coats, right?" She's like, "Yeah, three codes." Okay, sure.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. We didn't have the heart to keep correcting her with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know. It was a lot of fun picking them up and having her do it and finishing the painting. And we went and saw the movie afterwards.
Yeah.
It was just that day was fantastic.
Oh, look, it turned it about kids.
I know. Yeah, good point.
It's hard. They're like always around.
I know. We're like responsible for him.
Yeah, it's super rude. I think maybe what brought me joy, I did love we went to our friend's house for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
And they made a delicious dinner. It was beautiful weather. It's just a nice evening.
Yeah.
And our sons are like besties, so it's just so nice when Milo is occupied.
Yeah, and they didn't cry at all.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. Neither of those kids cried.
I know.
Normally they do. At some point over
especially something. Especially at like a play date. There's always someone fighting over something or whatever.
Like my toy or this or that. But like those two were just happy as clams, just hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
It was great.
So that brought me joy.
Very cool. Love it.
Love it. Well, that's it. That's all I got for you today.
Okay. That's all I got too.
I got to go assemble my tonsillectomy basket. We'll see you on the other side of this week.
Yeah. We'll keep you guys posted.
Love ya.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked this one, make sure to leave us a comment, review on whatever platform you're listening on. Follow me on Instagram at littlebits_realfood and have a joyful and wonderful day.